Wintry weather coming to Western New York this weekend, actually, for some parts of Western New York, already here. And with us to talk a little bit more about it, Tony Answeeney of the National Weather Service Office here in Buffalo. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Tony, first of all, let's talk about what's happening right now. Lake effect snow, of course, it came to Western New York last night. What's happening in some of these areas around Western New York right now?
Well, right now we have actually the area is kind of disorganized right now. The lake effect snow down across the western southern tier, down across far southern Erie County and Wyoming County, mainly the higher elevations. Like I said, pretty disorganized. Probably had accumulations down there overnight, probably in the 2 to 3 inch range.
Okay, so nothing overwhelming by that stretch. But how intense will we expect some of this snow to be as we continue through the weekend?
Well, I think as far as the rest of today goes, I think the lake snows down there will be still fairly disorganized, probably only looking at daytime accumulations down there, mainly the higher elevations, probably another 2 to 3 inches. But by the time we get to tonight, we'll see the lake snows get better organized down across ski country in the western southern tier, probably looking at accumulations down there another 3 to 6 inches tonight. And then by the time we get to Saturday, we'll actually see those lake snows start to shift northward and going through into northern Erie County. Probably by midday to into the afternoon, we'll see the northern edge of the lake snows get into the city and probably as far east as the airport and the Batavia area.
And when that all starts occurring, when it starts hitting the Buffalo area a little bit more specifically, how much snow are we talking about?
Well, I think it'll be in the metro area for a rather brief period of time, probably something on the order of several hours. It'll be depend on how intense the lake snows are by the time they get up here. But right now we're expecting nothing too significant, probably looking at for the metro area, probably something 3 to 6 inch accumulation.
Okay, and winds are going to be a factor this weekend as well?
Yeah, it was pretty pretty windy this morning. Overnight had the wind gusts 35 to 40 miles per hour. We'll see those winds stay pretty pretty brisk right through the weekend, so most people can see 35 to 40 mile per hour winds. So whatever snow we get, it'll be blown around quite a bit.
And, of course, with the milder weather, we're hearing that there's not a lot of ice out on the lakes this particular winter. What about that moving forward? Can you see more of these lake effect snow events coming our way?
It looks like this this cold outbreak will probably be with us for at least another week or so, probably at least into the first part of February. But as far as this winter's been going, we've been up and down, getting cold snaps and then some mild weather following. So I would expect that by the time we get into probably mid-February, we probably get into another break, probably into a mild pattern, and probably looking at maybe another cold snap by the time we get to the end of the month. But nothing real very cold that'll really freeze up the lake. So I think the lake will stay open for quite a while.
All right, Tony, and I'm going to put you on the spot to a certain extent here because we've had a chance to talk over the years, but it was 40 years ago this weekend, the blizzard of 77 crippled Western New York, which is a totally different type of weather event. But I'm just curious from a meteorological standpoint, your curiosity in that particular event.
Yeah, I was actually grew up in this area, so I remember that. I was about 10 years old back in 1977, so I do remember that, mainly because I was off of school for 2 weeks.
Me too.
But, it was an interesting storm system. It didn't really bring a lot of snow to the area. Total snow, really, for the whole 3 or 4 day event was only about a foot of snow here at the airport. Mostly the snow that accumulated the month prior to that on the frozen lake, it was mainly a windstorm, and it blew all that snow that was sitting on that frozen lake right over the city of Buffalo, and that's really what, was really mainly the blizzard was all about.
Well, fortunately, we're not going to see anything like that anytime soon. We can say that, huh?
That's right.
Tony Answeeney, as always, thanks very much for your time.
Okay, Jay.